Blog Talk Radio. sad tonight. This is Bible class tonight, but I want to, that was Mr. Franklin was saying, take a ride in her Cadillac. Tonight, this is the Bible class. I got a couple of scriptures I want to give you. Sherry, I want to know that you get on the line. Don't press one. I know your hand is up. Sherry, all the way from Minnesota. I don't know if she's on or not, but I told her to get on. I was telling her how to get on her computer to get on. You know, you can get me by the telephone. You get me on the computer. That's the radio, Bishop Turn Block Talk Radio. It'll take you right to my website and it'll take you to the show that we got tonight. It's Bible class night. Tomorrow night is Divine Word. And let's do that. Lisa, you did not call back. I'm going to call you right back, and I ain't heard nothing from you. Yeah, I want to tell y'all, going into 2023, you got to be more concerted, more out there serving, okay? 3711, I'll see your hand up. This is down in New Orleans, and they had a up in the Spring Hill, Louisiana, they had tornadoes back to back. As I speak now, tornadoes down the part of Mississippi down I-10. Tornadoes is moving down there. I just got a call. It was telling me down I-10. Sister Dolores Anderson, Sister Dolores down in Mississippi. And people that call from Yazoo City, Mississippi. Those that call from down New Orleans, about the crossroad, and up around Sweetport, Minden, Spring Hill, and all those little parts is tornadoes. But I want to say to you tonight, God is in control. As long as God in control, you have to just let go and let God. The scripture I want to give you tonight in Bible class, Exodus 14:14. I want to give you that. But I got some things I want to say to you tonight. I want to look up some of the stuff going on. 37:11, I want to tell you, I don't know if y'all have tornadoes down your way or not. Down in Monroe, I'm gonna get 37:11 and ask her how is the weather down in Monroe. Hold on. Let me see, can I give her?
I'm on it, bitch.
37:11. How's the weather down there? Did y'all get tornadoes in your town?
No, sir, we didn't. We just got a little cool, a little rain, and it's cold outside.
It's kind of cold. Because I know I got a call from New Orleans. The lady said the storm down in New Orleans was bad and down around there. So I'm glad to know y'all is all right.
Yes, and sir. Everybody all right. We just got a little rain. That's all.
Y'all just had a little rain?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I talked to Chief Izzy up in South Dakota. And they got blizzard of snow in South Dakota. And what's going on across this country and in Las Vegas and down in Texas, they had a tornado in Texas came from Texas, hit Freeport, Minden, and skipped over Monroe, Pittsburgh, and then Jackson, and it jumped and went down to New Orleans, and it's down there now and going up to Florida. It's going to end up in Florida. The reason I'm telling you that is to let you know God is in control of everything. And this is Bible class tonight. And I hope you brought your Bible. I got one scripture to give you, then I'm going to do some rock and roll. One scripture to give you. So I hope Sister Deborah Ann is on the line tonight. Mary Hawkins verse, let me give you some scriptures. 81:38, 21. 0372, 3030, Psalm 21:18, 3711, Psalms 33, and Psalm 72. God say he's going to bring by something in. He's going to put you in a better place. So don't stop worrying. Money ties will be loosened up. I'm going to Minnesota, 88, 84, Psalms 19 and Psalms 94. Okay. I wanna know how's the weather up in that part. I'm opening your line up where you can talk. How's the weather up in Minnesota? 81,
hello?
84, huh?
Hello?
How's the weather up there? You got plenty of snow there. No snow. Let's move on. Cause I know in Detroit it's kind of cold. It ain't snowing. It's not snowing in Detroit. And we supposed to get snow tonight. I want to say. And it's not snowing in Louisiana. But Spring Hill, Freeport, Minden, home of Louisiana. I think they got some weather in home of Louisiana. Let me see. If you want to tell about the weather, just press your phone before we get started for the Bible class. You have something to say. Okay, 66, 38, okay. That's in Natchez. It's out of weather there. Mary, okay, let me see. I got Mary on. Mary.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you now, but I didn't hear you when you gave my scriptures.
Oh, you can hear me now? I prophesied last month. We're going to have weather back to back. Ma'am, I prophesied that.
Yes.
This weather, this time that we have not, it's going to leave New Orleans and go down to Florida. And
okay.
Might skip up to New York. In Wisconsin, I think we got 2 feet of snow blizzards in South Dakota. Up in California and up in the hills.
Oh.
You got snow in the mountains up in the place. Now, what I'm saying, the reason I'm telling y'all this, God is still trying to let you know you have to obey God. Exodus 14:14, step back, let God work for you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had put him in the fire furnace. When the man came to him, so he said, hey, they put three girls like his four now. That was their portion of the they put Daniel in the lion's den. As man said, the lion overnight. When they come, the lion was sitting down like a little bitty kitten. So the king threw the man in, and the lion ate the man. The lion could not eat Daniel because Daniel was a man of God. And I want to tell you tonight, if you're a man of God, God's going to take you to the next level where you want to go. He's going to take you to the level where you can be blessed and you can be healed. I was talking to Brother White earlier today, and we talked about how God is situated to do some stuff with the willing intention. Because everybody else can fail. When God told Daniel, I know Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob obeyed God. And he told Moses, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm the God. So obey me. Now, when God came to Lot's house, the angel said, Lot, pack up, get up out of here. Because God is going to destroy this city because it's weak. Lot, the wife, the angels, and the people were sweeping and told them money. They want to have sex with the angels. It's in the Bible. And Lot said, I got two daughters and never know the man. We don't want them daughters. We want them, the men we see come in your house. When they come in there, they fell blind.
On order.
You can Lot, get up out of here, so we're going to destroy Solomon's Mount. So the whole town was destroyed. Look out, America. Look out, Russia. If you don't straighten up your act, God's coming after you. Not bitches, God's coming after you. The wage of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. We cannot go along with the mass murder and killing. I watched the White House when they had the big balls that nobody called God's name. And nobody said, let's pray. I'm glad I passed the bill where two men can get married. I passed the bill where two women could get married. It's a divine law, Jerry, and the divine law says
men
and women. Romans 1 and 26. I want somebody to get that, and I want to read that. If you can pass a bill for two men to get married, why can't you pass a bill to stop the assault weapon that's killing our children that's in these schools? Sandy Hook, all them kids and teachers were killed. Down in Texas, here in Michigan, over in Illinois. This country has turned its back against people. I'm going to say it again. If you can pass a bill for two men to get married, you ought to be able to pass a bill to stop selling assault weapons to our children. It's something got to happen in Washington in 2023. So God's going to turn it upside down all the way around. When you can go get somebody playing ball, out of sudden you can get the man that was in the Marine that fought for us to be safe. Something wrong with that picture. Let me say it again. If I'm playing basketball and I'm in jail, but here's a man that the Vietnam and Korea fought where America would be safe. He should have been the first one to get out of jail. Don't tell me you can't. I feel like rock and roll tonight. I feel like all the I told you last night the king of country music was Chuck Berry. The king of rock and roll is Little Richard. All the mothers will come under Little Richard. Okay, I just want to let you know. We're talking Bible class. We're talking about people. We're talking about Bible class. Anytime, let me tell you what Bible class means. That you're telling the truth. The wages of sin is death. Gift God's life. The winner is adventure telling the truth. If you get the scripture and you begin to read it, it's in your belt. And when you need to come out, it's going to pop out. The word of God. I'm praying tonight for those that lost their way. God, the country tonight. God, the king, the president tonight. God will take nothing and build something up. I want to be ready for Christmas. Christmas, Jesus, the reason for the Christmas. For God wrote up the word. He gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I believe in God. And thank God for Jesus. I'm praying for every family tonight. Pearl, I'm praying for your family. There's no sorrow on earth that ever cannot heal. I'm praying for you, Mary Hawkins, your family. There's no sorrow for them that got death in the family. There's no sorrow for them that can not hear. The family down in New Town with a baby and a woman. They were the tellers. I was in that family, there's no sorrow on that family. Those that lost home, you get another home. God spared your life down in Mississippi, Louisiana, Cuba, down in Dallas. Wherever the storm moving, God, and you got to be able to hand right on the wall. Then you to nobody read the hand right on the wall. So we got a man in jail. Let's get him out of jail. Now, we got some people in jail, Mr. White, that can read the violence that's going on. They got them locked up in jail. They got them locked up in jail with trumped up charges. Okay? I'm talking about that we were in jail for. They in jail. The people that put in jail, they switched and they didn't retire. R. Kelly in jail, they don't want him playing music. Show how low down and evil. They don't want you to hear the man music. That's evil. The way the sin is kept and the gift of God, you can like the threat not thyself an evil doer, they'll soon carry it cut down. And I want to tell you, Pamela, all is well. Jerry, hold on. You're coming. Jerry and Minnesota, and Sherry down in Louisiana. I'm praying for you and your family. Mother, I'm praying for you. I talked to Mama Joe, because it was a bishop, I'm all right. Called me. I said, did the storm get you? She said, I'm hanging in here. When you hang with God, God will put somebody in your vibration. God will put somebody in your life to help you come out. That's really what I'm saying tonight. All is well. When you get ready, I'm praying for you that Bright Star, I'm praying for you. Bright Star called me and told me that Bishop, just what you said, it happened. I don't prophesy to many of you now. This is what I want to say. If you want to go to my website, it's theseedofabrahamyoursite.com. Hit my homepage. You see my picture pop up. Under that, you can make you can plant seeds. Now, if you can write me, Sherry, that's Bishop Turner. That's 2408-926. Okay, that you can write me there. Let me look right here, make sure I get to you. It's P.O. Box 28-9097. In Chicago, Illinois, 628. And you can write your request. Now, I'm asking you tonight to write what you want God to do for you in 2023. My prophecy for 2023, and this is what I'm going to tell you about. Listen to me, Fran. Listen to me, Lisa. Listen to me, Joanne. You listen to me, Pastor. That you need to have in your house, on the outside, you need a generator. You need it because going in 2023, you have blackouts for weeks. Look what happened in South Carolina. That light was off for a week. Somebody shot up. The thing is evil. The Bible says, setting up that stuff evil do. It's evil out here. You got to say witches and warlocks doing evil on your children, make them commit suicide. If you feel that you want to kill yourself, call me. I'll pray with you. And I run that demon that's saying kill yourself. You can't get no forgiveness for murdering yourself. Hello, somebody. And all the little demons running around here with guns, kill or die. Ain't no judgment for the empire. Well, I'm going for the judge. The judgment is God, the divine law. And God said, how it look low. I don't feel sorry when your children doing wrong, you let them do wrong. Somebody is all right, that's my son. Your son going to hell. Children going to hell. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. And when God judged, he judged. I'm talking about when he step out, you ain't got to worry about it. He said, Moses, stand back. watch me. And I'm warning you, get off of that place and get with God. I'm warning you to tell you tonight, God said hi and he looked. God, don't make no mistake. Now you can play with God. You're going to find yourself in the cemetery. Graveyard dead. Thank you, kind friend. Now, this is what I want to say. You might not like it. Mary, get Romans 1 and 26 for me. If you don't get it, Mr. White going to get it. One, and raise your hand when you get Romans 1 and 26. I just want her to read it. Because I'm going to rock and roll tonight. I'm going to do a little rock and roll. You better. Let me get up. Let me get up. Yeah, hold on. Let me sign up. Get your hand up. Let me see what I need. Deborah, Pickett, I ain't heard from you. Babe, did you get that song?
Yes.
You got Romans 1:26?
Yes.
Read that for us. Now, this is God speaking. Okay. Now, before you read it, if you don't understand this, something wrong with your mind. Let me tell you something. God has divine law. God never changed. The Son of God. I want to tell all of y'all, you need to repent from the White House to the State House, from the State House to the City Hall. Because this is the richest country in the world, and we're killing each other on the inside of it because we have turned away from God. And you got to stay in the will of the Almighty God. This is divine law. That divine law that man and woman will fruitfully multiply. That's what the Bible says. Now, if you don't want to listen to the Bible, you don't want to listen to what I said. I don't care about what nobody said, that's what the Bible said. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. When you do that stuff, you're going to die. When you do that stuff, might happen. The man was in the boat. Sunny day, lightning hit him. Bam. Killed him right there. What happened? You were going to the wrong place at the wrong time, doing the wrong thing. I wanted to tell you, grandpa, I'm a teacher, grandpa, policeman, farmer, the first responder. I'm trained to people that have been murdered by the hand of witches and warlocks and demonic spirits getting in these people and telling them, when you got a little boy, 13 years old, telling him to go to school and say, I'm a girl. When the people come out, you're a boy, he go back home and tell his mama he's being bullied. He been bullied. He put a belt on his tail and said, you a boy. Stop looking to all this craziness that's out here in the street. That's what's going on. That's what's tearing this country up. The Bible says that be wicked, Mr. White, in high places. Anytime you was in a high place and you're going to tell the world it's all right for 2 minutes to get married, you say, that's all right. That's abomination, oh God. Oh God. Ain't nothing good to come out of that. The will of adventure and the word of God, that Bible, can bring you out of the darkness that we're going into. I told everybody to get your radiator, put your garden in the backyard, because there's so much of the money. We're going to have thorns back to back. We just got through with snow up in New York, some more coming. Back to back. Do we get it in our mind to serve God? Preachers, wake up. Rabbi, wake up. Pope, wake up. Imam, wake up. Jews, Rabbi, wake up and stop talking hate. Let's talk. God, I love the world that he gave is on the way. We got to start loving each other, stop fighting each other, and tell the truth. Full of lies. He said, lies just bubble out of your mouth. Puritan lie. Mama lie. The government lie. The state lie. We got to stop and go back to the old landmark. You go to read.
For this cause,
Go ahead and read.
For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affection.
The Bible is the cause. Now, this is the Bible. Get your Bible. They said you don't want to hear what the Bible says. The Bible says, for this cause, Brother White, God gave over. Read on.
For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature.
Hold it, stop right
and
there.
Likewise,
I got to elaborate on it. Women don't want to have a baby now. They want to go to the laboratory and get a baby. They don't even want to have no babies now. Your hair is glowing. They bought it now. Okay. Because they're trying to keep something they're not. Oh, y'all ain't laughing. But I'm going to tell the truth. These other preachers going, they ain't going to tell the truth because they said you won't send them no ties. They ain't going to tell the truth because they said you might not take the Cadillac, the Rolls Royce, the airplane. They're going to keep lying to you. But somebody got to tell you the truth. And the truth is, God, they turn them over to a reprobate mind. This is unseemly. What do you mean unseemly? A man is supposed to have a woman, and a woman is supposed to have a man. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. And if you don't, you curse in the long run. Read on. I'm stop.
And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burnt in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication.
All unrighteousness. Come on. Now, stop right there. The Bible said, that means all this killing, this murder going on. Because all unrighteousness, hate, not only just white folks, the whole race, the whole human race is caught up. You got to bring yourself out of her. Come out of that. We get ready for God to bless you. Our children and that stuff, because the grown folks is in it. You see it on TV, two men kissing on TV, in the cartoons. Ain't nobody saying nothing. And these major corporations is supporting kind of that. Y'all gonna hear what I'm saying? This is serious business. We're getting down to serious business. We're getting ready for a cyber warfare going on next year. We're getting for the lights to cut off. Well, how they going to cut off? Storms going to cut them off. Floods going to cut them off. And then people doing evil going to cut them off. So you got to kick that generator on. And Mr. White, no way you can get them at. Read on.
Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, witness, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
Thank you. What Mary just read, the Bible says, it worth it to death. That means they go kill themselves. That means that they might just commit suicide. Think about that. Okay, what we read, because that's that curse of doing evil. It's a divine law, and the divine law comes from. Now, you can repent. I can pray for you. Let me pray that Father God, we come right now. On this here Bible class. Father God, in the spirit of Bishop Mason. In the spirit, in the spirit of Bishop Big Mouth Moe. In the spirit of Bishop Ross down in Baton Rouge. In the spirit of Bishop Ford in Chicago, I call on to heal and deliver. Devil, loose your hold off of that man, off of that boy, off that girl. In the mighty name of Jesus, let healing go forth. Move cancer, cataracts, and tumors in the name of the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. God, we decree a healing right now, a healing on that man. Devil, loose your assignment. Warlock, evil witches, be gone by the power of the anointing of God. I invoke the spirit of Michael, Raphael, Metatron, and all the archangels to fight this evil that's going on. There was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels run the devil out of heaven. And we got to run the devil out of the face of this earth with prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, right now, that wayward boy, that girl don't want to go get an abortion, want to pull that baby out of her womb, want to got a murdered spirit. I dismiss that murdered spirit, that Jesus cover every man. The blood of Jesus cover every woman. The blood of Jesus cover the seed of Abraham, blessed and highly favored. Father God, we need you right now. Going into 2023, we need you to protection for this month out. The people dying, people committing suicide, people in the mighty name of Jesus. Devil, loose your hold off of that man, off of that woman. In the name of Father, the Son, and of the Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I kept feeling a lot of murder going on all over the world. I kept a lot of people is sick because of demonic spirit. They're not sick. They're sick because so much evil. They're in the songs and blood. Got to clear. They're in the smoke coming, Brother White, to clear up the atmosphere. There's so much evil electronic in the atmosphere. Mary, no, what's happening, Pearl? God is clearing the atmosphere. And see, Pat, God is clearing the atmosphere. No, God is clearing the atmosphere, Wayne. That's what's going on. God is in the atmosphere. Become a negativity. Heart problem. Oh, well, I got heart trouble. I got high blood. You don't supposed to have that. But you think that's not normal for you to have a cancer. That ain't normal. Or you have high blood. That ain't normal. It's something you eat and it's something in the air. That means you got to pray, call on God. It's scripture for everything it's a scripture in that Bible to break down all this evil that's going on. You see what Mary read? Now, I don't care what you said. Mary read it out the Bible. It said, fret not thyself with evil doers as soon as we come down. And then it said in Romans 1 and 2 and 6, God, I didn't do it. Mr. White didn't do it. Mary didn't do it. John didn't do it. God turned them into a reprobate mind. Reprobate mind means you're crazy. You're doing crazy stuff. You act crazy. This boy, Coop and Peter, the guy at the club, he killed two or three because he's a walking demon. Some of them walking with demons. Some of them walking with demons in their life. And they don't know they are possessed. And I got to call it out. I got to say, come out, you unclean demon. You lying demon. You murdering demon. You demon hate demon. Come out. We're getting ready to come to Chicago, Detroit. Getting ready to come down to Tennessee, Mississippi. Oh, I'm excited what God going to do in 23. And I know if you got a need, I ain't begging. If you got a need, plant a seed. If you want to get in on this, you got to see what I'm talking about. If you got a need, you plant a seed. I ain't got to tell you what plant. Some man said, whatever God tell you to do, God going to bless you like you do. Okay? If you want to give $1,000, that's good. Want to give $1, that's good. Plant your seed and look for a harvest. If you don't plant no seed, you ain't going to get no harvest. And you say, well, I've been planting seed, ain't come yet, but it's on its way. That seed you planted might be protect you from death. Planted might be protect you from cancer. That seed you planted might get ready to get you a new home, get you a new car, get whatever you need. God is getting ready to uplift you, man. Woman, God getting ready to uplift you, to carry you to another. This is Bible class tonight. So God, let me get Brother White on. You know, because, you know, we're getting ready to open some doors. Okay. Brother White, God bless you this evening.
Yeah. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead on talk. I'm talking to
you. All right. Well, listen to me. I want the first thing I want to do is
people shut the phone off. They don't want to hear what I'm saying. Go ahead on.
What I want to tell the people is this: take down my web address, my email address, Whiting WHITING 429 at AOL.com. That's Whiting WHITING 429 at AOL.com. Order the witty invention. I've got myself set up so that I can send it to you. And I want you to acquaint yourself with the witty invention. And the other scripture that I want you to acquaint yourself with is 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Verse 3 and verse 39. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3 and verse 39. That is my office and my calling. Now, I want to talk to you, if I have to talk to you every night, about the same thing until you get it down in you. Now, I want to start tonight with 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. I'm going to start with 5, with verse 4. And I'm going to read up to 7. And then when I talk about what's in 7, then we're going to go to 10 and 11. And this is for you. Now, let me get started. Well, let's make that 2 Corinthians. We can start with the first verse.
Brother White, don't forget to give them about that radiator, too, about how to get that radiator for their home.
Give me this before I get started. Take down the name. I'm going to give it to him. I-R-O-N,
okay.
Iron. Iron Planet, IronPlanet.com. That is an auction company. And when you go there, go to the government auction. They got a list of auctions, and they're gonna have a date. You want to look at the government ones, and they don't have them every week. But almost every week they have a list of generators that you can buy. Some of them are $5. They got them up from $5 to $1,500. So you can pick the ones, find a little bit out about generators, what size you need. But the government is just giving them away. They're selling them, but it's like they're just giving them away. Okay, now what God wants me to do is I am a prophet. He wants me to edify you, exhortate you, and give you comfort. And that's what I'm going to do. Now, starting with chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians. It says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world, that's Satan, has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach, this is me and Bishop, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who has commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, what I want you to understand is what God has shown me, how to come to him. God is the provider of the power. Jesus is the power comes from God. Jesus is the one who disperses the power. And we are the one who executes the power to the inner man. And the inner man is the one that's sealed with the Holy Spirit, which is a substitute for Jesus. And when we pray to the inner man, then we're praying Jesus. We're praying the inner man to pray Jesus to go to pray for us, to do the things that I'm going to read to you about tonight when I get to them. Now, it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. All right, now, again, the earthen vessel is the human body. The treasure is the heart, the new heart that God has put in us. When he takes the old stony heart out, he puts a new heart in us. That's the Holy of Holies. Puts a new spirit that is twined, that's me and God, you and God. Then he puts the Holy Spirit, he seals that spirit with the Holy Spirit of promise. And then you have God in there. Now, on the outside of the heart, we have the soul man. The soul man has been given the power to do the things that needs to be done for you to get your healing. Now remember, God is the power. Jesus is the operator of the power. We are to tell Jesus what God has written to us in the Bible. So we ought to tell the inner man what God has written to us in the Bible, so that the inner man would talk to Jesus, and Jesus would talk to our flesh. Now, I know this sounds different to you, but I'm gonna read some stuff to you so you know that I'm not lying to you. All right, now that we got that down, it goes on to say, this is what's going on in the heart now, not on the outside. It says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Now, all of those things are going on around you, but in your heart, if you pay, now that you're being told, if you pay attention, you know, after you go through all your emotional situations, when you settle down, your heart hasn't gone through anything, because God ain't troubled. God in your heart, is, and all of those in your heart belong to God. So they are not troubled by the situation of your mind telling you that you're going to die because you got this and all this kind of stuff. The scripture that I'm going to read to you is beginning right now. Now listen to this. The 10th verse says, always bearing in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. what this scripture is telling you is that you got God on in your heart. And when Jesus is manifested in your body, you should think about that because Jesus is life. Satan gives you cancer, Parkinson's disease, and all the other diseases so that he can put death on your mind. And when he put death on your mind, he preoccupies you. If you preoccupied with death, then you cannot think about God. Now, let's look at the 11th verse. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. God wants us, the soul man, to find a scripture. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1, it says, hear ye children the instructions of the Father and attend to no understanding. Understanding is defined by Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, the 10th to be. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Well, the knowledge of the holy are the scriptures in the Bible. Going back to Proverbs 4:1, it says, hear ye children the instructions of a father and attend to no understanding. Now, this is the order that God wants things to happen. If you got something wrong with you, and I'll just keep harping on cancer. If you got cancer, if the doctor told you you got cancer, the first thing you want to do is go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1, and read it. And then go to Proverbs 9, 10b and read that so you can be sure that what I'm telling you is the truth. Now, once you understand that the scripture, he's telling you to find a scripture to find him because he is understanding. Now, if you go to Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even into the dividing partition of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and is a discerner. Get this now. It is a discerner. It determines what come out of your mouth. Now, what are you going to do with that scripture? That's in the New Testament. That's Jesus. Now, going back to 2 Corinthians 4:11, he said the reason cancer has come to you, cancer can't come to you unless it reminds you that you got Jesus who you going to speak Jesus into your part of the body that's got cancer. Cancer can't live there. If you do what God's telling you to do, he's not telling you to come to him for him to heal you. He's telling you, the soul man, that you have to speak him. Jesus is the scripture. Speak him, matter of fact, speak him to the inner man, and then the inner man and Jesus going to speak it to Jesus, and Jesus going to speak it to your flesh. And when he speaks it to your flesh, he's going to manifest himself in your flesh. Well, if Jesus is manifesting himself in your brother, and that's where you got cancer, how can cancer live there? He can't, wherever Jesus is, cancer can't live there. And when you decree, since that scripture mentions the marrow of your bone and the joints of your bone, those of us that have arthritis, you can decree that Jesus produce or manifest new cartilage that has been worn in your joints. You can decree that Jesus manifests antibodies that are against cancer, antigens that are against cancer, inorganic and organic type, and the cancer of the blood where you have the phagocyte cells eating the red blood cells, you can decree that the lymphatic glands produce phagocytes that are immune to being transformed or cloned by the cancer cell. Now, if you can't do that, the reason I'm telling you this is because one of the things that, since we are your servants, one of the things that I want to do, because God has called me as a prophet to edify you, exhortate you, and give you comfort, is that I want to pray for you and pray with you, because you don't understand what I understand, because I've been meditating on this for a long time. So I want you to get the witty invention in you, so that, that's why I'm telling you, so that you will, God is going to give you the mind of Christ. That's one of the things the witty invention will do for you automatically. You're going to end up with the mind of Christ, and you are going to, God is going to cause you to hear him. Not only is he going to cause you to hear him, he's going to cause you to speak what you hear. And that's going to strengthen you as well as it strengthens me or Bishop. In other words, in a very short time, you will be strengthened with the might of God.
Thank you. Yeah.